Psalm 11, we were there yesterday evening. Psalm 11, verse 1. Those of you still remember that we were there. All these scriptures are too much now. Shouldn't be. In the Lord put I my trust. I'll say you to myself, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, and they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they might privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm giving one. I said, the enemy has a special taste for the righteous. In case you were sleeping when I said it. The enemy has a special taste. I love some food. And there's some food I don't like. You can't even tempt me with it. I don't think I like much of rice. I don't like beans. I only eat beans because you have to eat beans in life. No matter how much you want to polish it, I don't like it. Some people here, they can trade heaven for a wooden beans. Yeah, you trade heaven for a wooden cross, for a plate of beans. What's the name of that girl? Gugula. But I love fried eggs. A lot. Scrambled one. I'm not going to mention your name, Shola, so don't bother. And my wife has gotten it, the way she makes it. And I can't say you can tempt me with it. You really cannot tempt me with any food apart from veggie chocolate. That one, I'll collect it though. I'll collect it, I'll keep it. Even if I'm fasting, I'll go and keep it. And the way I love veggie chocolate is the way the devil likes the believer. And that scares me. Because even if I don't need veggie chocolate, I will collect it. So that means, even if the devil is busy, let's say, you know, it cannot be everywhere at the same time. Let's say he's busy in Japan. You say, just give me this believer, I'll come back to it. I'll put it on pending list. On my asana. On Google Workspace. And then the psalmist now goes ahead and say, one of the ways the devil deals with the believer is when the foundation is destroyed. So the foundation of things are important. The way things start. Jesus told his disciples in one of his teachings. He said, which one of you, if you want to build a tower, will not first sit down and count the cost, whether you have enough to finish it? Because the starting of everything is important. The foundation is too vital. This afternoon, I want to talk. I know it's a retreat, but I want to talk about marital relationships. And you know why we are going to talk about it? There are some things that can affect your ministry, and they are not about prayer. For example, your health. If you don't take care of your health, you will not see any ministry to do. Say, I just love ministry. I just want to serve Jesus. Because you love Jesus and you want to serve him, you have to take care of your health. You eat the right kind of food. You stay hydrated. Except you're fasting. Don't be fasting and be hydrating yourself with tea. That's not fast again. That's slow. You eat at the right time. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you eat at the right time, amen. Take less of junks. Ice cream people. It's like they are here. They are at this corner. Cake. Shawasa. There's shawarma, there's shawasa. These are shawasa. The kind of things they put inside, I don't understand. Is today your last day? I was there at the shawarma shop. Me, I know what I want to buy. And I rarely eat it. Those of you can, maybe maybe once a year or twice a year. And I was there. I said, may I just say, give me number two. Let me go. In fact, if you waste too much time, you just write my name. You will not see me. And I saw this brother. He said, custom. Custom is not on the list. You know, there's a list. Number 1, 2, 3, 14. He said, my own is custom. He said, what will you have? He said, I want the double decker of the bread. Okay. He said, put cabbage. Put turkey. Put turkey. You have goat. He said, put goat. Are you going to prison tomorrow? Amen. You take care of your health. And we want to talk about marital relationships because it's important. Those are things that can affect your ministry. We've seen it. We've seen great men of God fall at this junction. We've seen successful doctors, lawyers, engineers fall at this junction. Priests, not the father, the one that gave their lives into studying God's word, fall at this junction. And it's not fools that fail marriage. It's not fools. 5 years ago, 8 out of the top 10 richest men in the world were divorced. 80% of the top 10 were divorced. They are not fools. For you to be top 10 richest in the world, you are not a fool. You are not a dunce. You are close to a genius. You know how many documents you would have had to review over the years? How many policies? How many meetings? If you are not in a meeting, you are in a meeting preparing for another meeting. So it's not fools that fail. And as much as possible, we'll put ourselves on the track where failure does not exist. As beautiful as Dubai is, Dubai started as a desert. It didn't have anything. Was not a tourist attraction. And the king of Dubai turned it around. Changed the economy scape. It's a desert and they have snow grounds. God help us in Nigeria. They have the highest building in the world, the tallest building, that's the Burj Khalifa. The tallest building in the world. They have a lot of things. That started from zero. The king of Dubai made that happen. But that same king has been divorced 5 times. So it shows that there's a wisdom for marital relationships. If you don't have it, you have to find it. And Paul, I read earlier in the afternoon, or in the morning, so I don't even know the time again. How they teach, they go. Paul says, to avoid fornication, let a man find a wife, and let a woman find a husband. Let's talk about premarital relationships. Let me start with the basics of the basics. A believer must marry a believer. Let nothing, absolutely nothing, tempt you. Otherwise, don't bother seeing a vision. Don't bother seeing it in a dream. If you come to me as your pastor, and you're saying, I had a vision. I will tell you, the vision is from the devil. Are you with me this afternoon? I said, how can I know that he's a real Christian? You be a real Christian. A real Christian will identify another one. When people ask that kind of question, I already know where you stand. You are going to draw day. You know that movie? Draw day or gamble? Who knows that movie? Is it a real movie? What movie is that? It's a long time ago. I think like 2001 or something. If you are standing upright, you will know another person is standing upright. The sermon is yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. The person is important. Who is he? Who is she? You will not make mistakes. So. Proverbs 3:5 says, Proverbs 3:5. So trust in the Lord. with all your might. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways. Say all your ways. Is marriage part of all your ways? In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will lead and direct your path. That is, in my marital endeavors, I must ensure that God is involved. That's the baseline of our discussion. In Proverbs 19, I'll read verse 14. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Say from the Lord. Say from the Lord. A prudent wife, a good husband, is from, it's not from social media, is from the Lord. Can I get this somewhere? A sure is a Christian. She's a Christian. Also, when it comes to decisions that can alter your life, your entire life, don't be in a hurry. I'm speaking especially to the sisters. If you like deny it or not, there's something in your head that wants to run. If you are less than 21, just be writing it down. Amen. You will now read it later. You see, this message is in your future. You write it down, you read it later. Is that okay? It does not mean anything. Sometimes teachings come to you earlier so that you can grow into them. Is it making sense? Come on, is it making sense? So don't go and apply it now. Say, I'm looking for a husband now. No, you should still be in school. I'm thinking, you should still be in school. Even if you're on campus, one day you get married. They write them down. Ensure it is etched on your heart and in your mind. Ensure you don't forget it. It will be helpful for you. The things I'm going to say in this teaching. A good husband comes from the Lord. In the name of rushing, we are in such a generation of haste. Everything is fast, 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 fast. Fast food. Want everything now. If you want to market something to you, they will say, it works fast. This Wi-Fi, it's very fast. That restaurant, if I order from it, they are very fast. In fact, marketers say, fast and reliable. It's like there's nothing else to say. They are very fast and reliable. Fast and reliable. What does fast and reliable mean? Fast and reliable. This part rider has taken my meat on top of the amala. You say they are reliable. I order pizza. You brought pizza. These are the end of it is gone. This part rider goes in here. No rest. But you are fast and reliable. Speed is not a marker of progress. Direction is important than speed. If you have speed and you are in the wrong direction, you're not going anywhere. I'm not saying you have to be late. I'm not saying, oh, wait for eternity before you decide to get married. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying be sure that you are sure. That's why as a sister, someone is holding your waist. And you are not complaining. Only if you're there. Because you're looking for husband. Some people don't have husband. Boyfriend, just give me boyfriend. Lord, your prayer request in a retreat is that you want a boyfriend. You know, this one cannot show in audio teaching. Direction is more important than speed. You have direction in the name of Jesus. if you have someone you are seeing, and you're wondering, okay, how are we progressing this to marriage and all of that? Good. You have to, in Glorious House Church, there's nothing called dating and testing. You know, there's testing. I want to see if this sister will work. After 3 months, go work. You have now broken a whole cell. You have broken their heart. A whole cell. If we put them all together, it's a cell. Their best is here. We don't do that here. So before your head starts running, especially for brothers, brothers can make decision on the spot. I like her. She's fine. She's in JC Media. She's even close to pastor. And just don't come to me yet. Because by the time I question you, I will break down that agape tolo one way. Madam Mbappe. Calm down. See, before they take her from me. I know that one. Yeah. But they take her. Oh, book of Olomo. 8 years down. You are a wicked person. Amen. One came to me by his sister. She said, she bear. Let her go. You are not ready. Don't be desperate. We don't date to test. So if there's someone who is always checking up on you after every service. Hi! What did you learn? Why are you not in service? Are you asking what I learned? Don't be the same service you attend. Service just finished. You're asking what I learned. Just say you want to talk to me. Say, I was really blessed today. Your pastor, oh amazing. Am I not? So I learned. I said, fat. Your pastor really touched me. Are you going my way? Where is your way? So I'm going like this. You guys say I'm going like this. I try to get like this, I go like this. This path is shorter to my house. That's all cool and good. They say, welcome 5 people to church. Everybody that is welcoming you on the way, you are bulldozing them away. Say, don't welcome me, don't welcome. Welcome to service. All nice and good. But you as the sister, ask the important question. What exactly are we doing here? The righteous is as bold as lion. Learn to ask questions. Define it. What exactly are we doing? The brother might not be able to ask you. I'm talking to sisters. Ask. Before someone say, I want to date you. You know, say after 5 years, he did not marry me. He said this now. He said, I want to date you. As long as the calendar changes, that's the date. After 10 years, you now say, you are outdated. You are now crying to God. God. Is it God that is Shawama? Olosi Lekki Conservation Center. Pastor Omosi. You now say, God. How did God break your heart? You are talking about KFC. You not call the name of Jesus. You not say, El Shaddai. What about me? Beloni. Oh, you didn't call him. Now start crying. Disciples that God has given you, they don't know anything about what's going on. Their lives affected. Spiritual growth. Now, you have affected a lot of destinies because you did not ask simple questions. What are we doing? I want to marry you. When? There's no room to assume. Sister, am I speaking your mind? Yes, sir. It's to marry. When? Fefimisi is coming. When? right now, that person was like, okay, right now I'm still looking. You're still looking. Okay. Have you told pastor? Anybody that cannot tell pastor? Have you told pastor? I want it to just be between myself and you. We are mature. We are not mature. Tell the person, I'm not that mature like that. You are the one that is looking at me like that. I'm not that mature. All that maturity is because of pastor. Tell pastor. What is the purpose? What exactly are we doing? Define it. It doesn't make you desperate. So it means you have sense. Why are we hiding it? You know, church, I just don't like everybody knowing about it. Who hides in the dark? Who hides in the dark? Oh, you don't want to say it because you're the devil. You're having this case. Who hides in the dark? Eshuni! Why are we hiding it? When you find yourself hiding something, you know all those secondary school love thing? Eshaku. Well, when I was growing up in secondary school, at some point, there was no mobile phone. The mobile phone came to 2004, right? 2000. But not everybody had it like that. 2001. Because I know that if you want to collect, you collect people's Nitel number in their house. So you can call a girl and it's the mom that will pick. The girl does not have phone. So what we write is letters. And I used to have people write letters. I didn't have a girlfriend. Why can't I write a letter? And I collect money. When there was a time I was going to five naira. I wrote a letter from my GSS 2 to SS3. Love letter. When I get to a new school, I will announce. It's business. Business is business. I don't make public announcements. I go to you. If I see that you are a boy that I like, I write letters. Customized. Homemade. I even used to put passport. Then we had green passport. Define what's going on. So that it does not affect your ministry. Whether you like it or not, your emotions are a vital part of your ministry. The way you feel every time. So if you feel down, it's going to affect the work of God. That's why I'm teaching this one. It's not like it concerns me like that. It's because of the work of God. Paul speaks of an unequal yoke. So, after you have established that this man is a believer, preferably, we feed on the same things, we hear the same things, we trust in the same God, right? Husband does not believe in tongues. Wife speaks in tongues, husband does not. So you are in the house. So you don't longer speak in tongues, you whisper in tongues. You go to toilet to pray. How long will you do that one? You will not mismarry in the name of Jesus. So God is the baseline. Because sometimes love is not enough. Everybody that is divorced today, they didn't marry at gunpoint. They love one another. Say marry at gunpoint. They say, oh yeah, marry her or not. No. They both sat down, said we are going to marry. They loved one another. So why are they apart? Because love is not enough. The cord of three is not broken. God must be the third. Christian believer. See how I put it. Tautology. Ensure that the entire process is soaked in God. It's soaked in God. Don't forget where we read Proverbs 19:14. A prudent wife is from the Lord, right? There's silence. Okay. A good husband is from the Lord. careful when you're getting married, premarital now. Don't marry for the wrong reasons. Christian sister, you have very unrealistic standards. You see someone who loves you, who cares for you genuinely. You serve in the same local church. It's not bad. You know, I'm not saying manage. Like, go bad now. But no. Because of one film that you watched, that time, you already said, if I don't see a husband like this, I don't go marry. Tall. Black. Okay, it's not, they say it's not black. They say it's dark. Someone was correcting me. He said it's not black. That is dark. I will not be dark. That is tall. But the pastor you are listening to every time, she will tall. So, Oragbaralo. Yeah, I want tall. Like Nepa pole. Dark, handsome, 9 packs. You don't want 9 keys of the Holy Ghost. 9 packs. Are you marrying for yourself or you are marrying for your friends? You are making a marital decision and you are thinking what your friends will say. That's stupid. Brother, you are not looking for a Christian, you are looking for hourglass. Coke bottle. A lover of Jesus with a sprinkle of body. And you want a Christian home. Oh, there you go. Do you know what you call body? Oh, there you go. Christian home, my home, my leo. I pray for you as a sister. You will not be a body in Jesus' name. Bad ticket. Oh, they call something bad. See, Pastor, it's not like that. You're looking at it from old school. Ah, Jacob will bear. Hourglass that can speak in tongues. Also does not mind eating the communion with NSC. Are you marrying for your friends? It's a valid question. In your head, you are already thinking, if he shows up, what will my friends say? It's not your friends you want to spend 60 years of your life with. 70 years by God's grace. 80. Don't marry for the wrong reasons. Marry because you love the person. Don't marry for money. People's financial status change. The one you marry because he has money, can in the next 10 years might not. Policies change. Things happen. Money is the least factor. The least. How can your criteria of marriage be you must have car? Is that how bad your life is right now? She better not tell Tony. What if you not marry and then the car spoil? It means if you see someone with a better car, you go. Christian, when you are not the John Ford woman. 5 husbands. The one that you even have now is not your husband. The one with someone with a better car. You now get to me looking at your husband, I'm amoloju. Because he's already over today. So that brother, we don't know anything soon. Just gentle brother, he just comes home. 2025, we are praying for fire. Your mates are adding Range Rover today, at least Range Rover, add it. Say, what's wrong with fire? Don't we need fire in this house? We need fire and Range Rover. Don't marry for the wrong reasons. Don't marry because you think you have to do it now. Learn from the right source about marriage. And that's why I always say, take your pastor along. I've been talking to married couples. I've been counseling married couples wait if I got married. It just looked like something I had a knack for. I remember I was discussing with Stajidit. Remember that year? I said, I want to push out the love materials. I was saying that around the great, oh, yeah. That was like 2015. 16. Can't remember. I was saying, I wanted to push out the love materials on marriage. They were in my head. Carry your pastor along. Proverbs 11. Is it verse 14 now? Yeah, verse 14 says, in the multitude of counsel, where no counsel is, the people fall. You don't fall. Yeah. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Carry your pastor along. Do it the way your church wants it done. Carry your parents along. That's how one brother like that came for one sister. Not here. One of my close, was my disciple. My disciple for years. A lady I beat. You know the story? Okay, yeah. So, well, no, it's part of the beat is part of discipleship. I didn't say beat your disciple, but you understand the context if you know the story. So she wanted to get married. That was 2020, 2021. So the man came. And we had a video. Perfect gentleman. Even me, they have been pastoring. I've never seen, he's like God. I've never seen a man so perfect like that in my life. He said the right things. He had my button. In his hand like this. With every question he was answering. Bible was not shocking. Like he was not quoting it like so that you know that. Well, you can read the Bible verse there. Sir, I believe like the Bible says in counseling is safety. So I believe that whatever you tell us, one more time. And as we're talking, after about 30 minutes. So normally what I just do is I switch. Tell me about yourself, yo. Natural work. What do you do for a living? He said everything. If I was a lady, I would say, don't worry, don't marry him. Let me marry him. Then suddenly, God asked me to ask him, when do you want to get married? So I discovered he wanted to do it soon. Like in 6 weeks. You are not perfect after all. Has the lady in the private chat, your parents are aware of this 6 weeks. Said, no, we are going to tell them next week. So that makes it 5 weeks. I said, why? Why are you guys rushing it? He said, that's what he wants. I said, tell him that can we take this slow? So the call ended. She called me later. She has told him that can they take it slower and just take their time. The brother said, no problem. That was the last time we heard from him. She didn't see him again. They were staying in the same city. She didn't see him again, hear from him again. Number is not going. Location changed. I don't know what he was planning. Something is fishy. Amen. Imagine she didn't carry me along. That's why we're not going to see her again too. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. It's not just for the premarital. Even those who are married, seek counsel. You don't only service a car that you just bought. Sometimes, when the car has gone some miles, you go and service it again. Counsel is not for when there's a problem. No. It's not for when there's an issue. Sometimes we have a wrong notion about what counseling is. It's not for when there's an issue. It's servicing. Pastor, we just said we should come to you. These are the things we embarked on. Sometimes, this, but we thank God we are settling. You know me, I don't even like to talk. Before you know it, I say, yeah. Where's the food that we are taking in this meeting? It's just in their safety. That's what the Bible says. There is safety in that in counsels. I'll say talk to the married. Talking to the premarital now. Marriage is a destiny-altering action. Destiny-altering decision. It's not about picturing wedding picture in your head. Sisters, you know what I'm talking about, Ali. You have not even found a man. You have vendor for makeup. You have vendor for makeup. You have vendor for bridal clothes. You have vendor for, which one they always do that night before? Shower. I'm trying to understand that one. You know me, I'm old school. Shower. Kill and shower. You know, in Nigeria, we just like plenty celebration. You do baby shower, bridal shower, car shower, home shower. What other shower? Extra shower. Everything, shower. You just like to spend money. One stingy brother somewhere saying, yes. We'll shower. Or boom. Shower. If you have the money, do it. It's a good thing. I say, Pastor, it's a bad day. You are going the right path. You already have makeup, shower, bridal shower, wedding gown, cameraman, video man, PR agency, everybody that will do something. But you don't have a husband. Eventually you find the man. The one that don't know when you are planning all these things. Just put it on him. Shower. And I'm saying, when did you plan all these things? Say, yesterday night. 3 years ago. But rather than investing all your energy and time in planning a day, why not plan how to have a successful marriage? Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7, are you learning something? Oh, you're not. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 7. That's 28. I'm at 27. Are you bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. Paul, if you read Paul well, he wanted everybody to just be single. Like he said, it's not a commandment from God, it's his own suggestion. Like, I have my own suggestion. For example, premarital relationships, I believe you should not get married to anyone until you know them. You must have a dating period. Dating, now, that's what you're calling. We used to call it courtship. A courtship period of at least a year. I don't know where you're going to. I don't know where you're rushing to. Take a year. It's not in the Bible. It's mine. Amen. A year of after saying that, okay, this is leading to marriage. That year, you will pray together in that year. You will fast together. You will learn things that you don't know. Eventually in marriage, you still learn a lot of things. Amen. It will shock you. You say, sister, I'm easy. See, my sister, I'm young. I'm just kidding. You find out things about your wife that you don't know before. Let me see your hand now. There's no way you don't find. I say, wow. That fine girl. That you thought is a fine girl. That brother, that so composed brother, go compose man, the one jump. Say, my husband, babe, easy. Like casting out demon. 1 What does that mean? That's what Jesus says. But if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin, she has not sinned. Virgin means someone who has not married before. In Corinth, in Bible terms. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you the details. That's what Paul said. Some versions said, those who marry will have trouble in life. And it's not causing you. Paul said, why spare you the details? You'll find out. Of course, he didn't mean that your life will be troubled. What he's saying is, you would experience a stretch. What, you know, if when you were not married, and you didn't have money, you can buy cream crackers and Pepsi. A lot of you just do that now. And you just go to bed. Even traitor. Nobody knows. By the time you come out, you wear your suit. Cream cracker, lo Jesu. As a lady, there are times that you don't feel like cooking. Before you got married. You get married, trouble in life. Or a guy will come and say, I'm very tired. Just get me my food. Say, I was not planning. You can't even say it anyway. You know, there's a way someone will tell you, just get my food. You can't say, I was not planning to go. You say, okay. I'm a single. I'm a jumper. And you now marry someone like me. God will save you from trouble. Because I don't eat everything. So you know, I can, you love, don't, so that's why my wife consults me before the food at all. I want to make this. Are you eating? Because, I don't know how to eat this one now. Where are you bringing? Just give me food, normal food. All this, skinny con bolognese. Stir fry, munje. I grew up in Ibadan, sorry. Don't do intercontinental dish for me. Make amala. And vegetable soup. I am fine. So if you don't marry me, I want to be doing chef. Your culinary days are over. There's no need to buy sauce. No need jet. No need jet, my brother. Rice at tewa, yeah, rice at tewa. The time I asked my mother, rice and beans, can't you cook it? Like spice, let's spice it, don't spice it. Rice and stew. Put meat on it. If you want to spice it, put more meat. If you are looking for that special spice, more meat. As long as you are putting more meat. Wallahi, I love you. I love your food. Paul says, you experience a stretch. Things you are not used to. And that's part of marriage. So, when you are preparing to get married, I'm talking about the foundations. You must prepare that. You can't be about yourself. Whether as a woman or as a man, it can't be all about you. It can't be all about you. Say, yeah, this is where I do my things. There's nothing like that too. You will make compromises. Say, this is where I talk, I need to shout. But she is not used to shouting. In their house, if you shout, everybody's shaking. Amen. You know, there was a couple like that. The brother's voice is loud. It's like Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, I'm convinced you swallowed mic at a point in your life. Have you heard anybody talking? As now they're shaking here now. So, and this sister, I know the sister, you grew up in Adioyo. In their family, conservatives, they don't shout, they don't, like sister E now, have you heard her shouting before? And this brother is the mighty man of valor. So every time, the sister is always shaking. He does not mean to hurt her, he does not mean to. But the sister, she said, I cannot bear it, I cannot bear it. She left him, went to her parents' house, the parents said, even when he came that time for introduction, we already, so the brother had to make a compromise. So, when he starts off, I wanted to talk about
that your walk.
And before you know it, she has gone, ah, I'm dying. And she, oh, sorry. Eventually, you adjusted. Amen. That's what marriage is about. I love gold. My wife doesn't. At all. I can put AC at 16 overnight. And she does not. So what will we do? Oh yeah. I'll put on timer. It will be on 16 for 30 minutes. It will be off totally for 30 minutes. Deal. But that's a compromise for me. Because if there was 13 degrees, I'll put it. It's about compromise. So your question you must ask, am I ready to compromise? In this church, we don't do, I am the head of the house. So everything you say, must stamp. Abacha, we don't do that one. You listen to your wife. But that's what I say. See how low it is. What did I say?
Listen to your wife.
Ah. You are not talking. I know your brother. What did I say? You will listen to your wife. What did I say?
Listen to your wife.
It's not loud again. Russia, you. What did I say? You listen to your wife. No, say, do you know who the head of his house is? Who are you? Christ is the head of the church. He's not shouting like you. You listen. It's a teamwork. Learn something. If you're single, take your time. Because it can affect even your health. I've seen people who had hypertension, you know, because the marriage was not working. You know, apologies, sisters. A woman's brain can function in chaos. Like, everything is scattered, and a woman is still thinking well. A man needs everything perfect. Like, the perfect serenity to work. Like, if you see a man and a woman fighting, the man is trying to walk away. The man says, you're not going anywhere. Won't do more. Sisters know what I'm talking about. You're not going anywhere. We'll talk this talk today. The guy is trying to walk because he needs his head clear. You could be talking about something else. The wife will just say, did we remember to lock? How did your brain go there now? Huh? Focus on this one. Did we remember to lock the door of the BQ? So if you don't go and marry a good wife, that peace that surpasses human understanding, that God can give, can be stolen. Because you rushed. You made a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion. Before you say I do, you need to first tick believer, right? Tick. Where are we going? My friend wanted to get married some years ago. So he asked the lady. We have known each other. Hope you know that I'm going to go into ministry. She said, God forbid though. She said, God forbid. I will never marry a pastor. He said, okay. Amen. That was the end. The next day, he said, I don't know how to do it. Me, I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a preacher of the gospel. You don't want it. We can't walk. You need to find out, are we heading the same direction? You know, there are some sisters that would say they don't want to marry a pastor. Pastor says, don't want to marry you. No pastor wants to marry someone that has ever said they don't want to marry a pastor. Not that I have ever said, you might have said it in time past, but your sins are forgiven, amen. And you know why people don't want to marry a pastor? Everybody will be sharing my time with him. Anything, pastor, I want to see him. Anything, I want to greet pastor. Everybody will not be coming to him. But guess who is the first person to go to pastor when there's issue? That same lady. Where are you going? Ah, I have to go and see pastor. Oh, you can share someone else's husband. But when it comes to you, selfishness. You will marry a pastor in the name of Jesus. See how the amen is low. You marry a pastor in the name of Jesus. Ovinos must burn. What else do you want to marry? Husband that you are begging God for. You know, there's God fearing man, there's man fearing God. You know, man, there's a God fearing man that fears God. There's another one that God fears. Like Saul. Samuel was going to anoint David as king. And Samuel told God, he said, if Saul sees me going to anoint David as king, Saul will kill me. And God said, yes, it's true. He will lie. God did not say, I will intervene. I will block his heart. God said, his heart is no longer in my hand. I can't even block it. You will lie. You will say you are going to worship. That's a man fearing God. Amen. You will marry someone that loves the Lord.
Amen.
Someone who will replicate the love of God to you. I pray for you as a sister. You will not marry someone who will Mike Tyson.
Amen.
You will not endure your marriage.
Amen.
It will be a good platform to serve the Lord. When you look at it, back at it, you will say it's one of the best decisions you ever made.
Amen.
You will not make mistakes.
Amen.
Have you seen? As I said, sister, there are brothers that their wife is beating them. Ah! You don't know about it? There are brothers that the wife is beating them. Oh, come money. You marry a wife that will beat you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Ah, see, you're saying, beat me. Do you know who I am? Toba man no man no. Ah, you see, bring your like this now. My pants, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't rush it. See, decision that can affect your ministry, that can affect your health. So you must have priorities. The priority is not the wedding. The priority is the marriage. And I know that I love sisters. I have dream wedding. You have dreamt about it so much that it will become a nightmare. Dream location. Dream with everything. Is that some years ago, met me. I was like 2014, 15. He said, PM, I have it all planned out. I said, gist me. He said, proposal. Proposal will happen maybe somewhere in Dubai. Introduction will happen in Nigeria because of parents and all. Then we'll fly everybody for the wedding in Paris. Why? Why? Why you won't fly us? We'll fly everybody. And then we'll now come and do Thanksgiving. I said, your husband, your to-be husband, doesn't know about all of this one. Because the poor brother is there taking loan from work. Taking loan from work to get this done. You are planning Dubai, Paris. There's a place, Seychelles. Another one, Barbados. Hold on, Benye. What is it, counseling? A couple of days, you know, we agreed on Barbados, so you told me from the beginning that you do everything I want. You know, Barbados. Don't be so fixated on the wedding that you forget that the journey is long. It's a journey of sacrifice. It's a journey of selflessness. It's a journey of prayer. It's a journey of patience. And that's why when I see young people, younger than I am, At least I'm still young, yeah? Oh God. One day I saw I went to teach somewhere, you were with me. And a father of two, we were working together, yeah. Someone was giving me a situation. So he met me on the road and he prostrated. He was there. He prostrated and I was like, does that mean I've grown this old? I was literally thinking in my head. When I was younger, when father of two is not two out of wedlock. Not father of two that former colony that was 17 years old. Then 19. No. Someone who got married probably in his late 20s. I said, that means you're growing up. Hallelujah. And you're also growing up. Oh, you don't know. But if you're younger than I am, not like 1 year or, I mean, if you're 25 and below, there's absolutely no way you're rushing. Pastor, 26 in God. Pastor, 29 in you. Very rush. He makes all things beautiful in his time. You believe that? He's not forced to marry you. It's a long journey. It's a journey that affects everything. Why are we teaching this? Because it can have an impact on your ministry. You see that open door? An unstable home can close it. An unstable home. Every day, one fight or the other. Every day. But that's not your lot. Amen. I pray for you. You experience the peace of God in your marriage. Amen. Your marriage will not be broken. We live in a world where a lot of marriages are suffering and they keep quiet. You will not suffer in silence. Amen. God will make it a blissful home. Amen. The wisdom you need to navigate a good marriage, a good family, to raise godly children, God will give it to you.
Amen.
You will not suffer.
Amen.
You will not lack wisdom. You will not lack understanding.
Amen.
Play for me as I close. Have your seat. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Don't forget the background is the enemy has set his bow and his target is the righteous. Sometimes when the devil cannot affect people in their ministry and their passion for the Lord, he attacks somewhere else. It comes from their home. Because no soldier as strong as you are can fight on two fronts. And there's no armor for the back. All the armor of God, they're in front. So when he sees that I can affect this person's passion, I can affect what he's doing for God. Like I taught you, Ecclesiastes 10, when he sees that the anointing, they haven't done this anointing, what does he do? Contaminate it. Death flies in the anointing. Death flies in the oil. He tries to sneak in from the things that hold to our hearts, emotions. There's no one of us here that is not emotional. Someone told me some years ago, said, I think about 3 years ago, one of you, right here, said, Pastor, how you don't have, the way you just, that's just emotions, probably one of the most emotional people here. Not that I cry, I rarely do, but I can be the one that is most forgiving. Like, I can literally let go of everything you have ever done. And just start on the screen slate. On the spot. And I will never remember again. I'm that emotional. For the first time, you really. I'm that emotional. If you work with me, you know. I'm already saying, I'm a people's person. There's none of us that things don't get to. Do you think, I'm just giving an example. God forbid, it will never happen. But do you think if I have a troubled marriage, I'll be here teaching you this good? No. No. Imagine, my wife is not here. Say, maybe, say, I'm not doing ministry with you. God forbid, amen. Say, what is nonsense? And I just finished on a call. And you ask me to come and teach. You think I... So you are seeing how it can affect ministry. You won't dispense as you ought to. Sometimes it makes you second guess yourself. If you are a worthy vessel. So that we don't get to that junction. Take your time. Take time to pray. Back and as a couple, the only thing you do is eat out. You let us hang out. Judas no require any. Every time you're hanging out. Akeodama. Gogota. Because if you don't see, hang out. See? Let's hang out. Today, beach. Tomorrow, Lekki. Tomorrow, Ikoyi. Next week. So where can we go? Let's go to Aso Rock. Even when you went to Aso Rock. Where can we go? Let's go to Boko Haram camp. You just want to be going out. Why have you not asked your husband to be? When are we doing our fasting and prayer? That's a godly home. What you are building is not nonsense. You are building a strong foundation. Part of your planning for your wedding is to pray. Evil eyes, shut them, Lord. Evil hands that want to shake. He's saying, well, that's not like evil hands. Josie Bear. They play. They play, my fans. Shut eyes. Shut their hands. You're not praying. You're not doing anything. You don't get cake. Keep going on the cake. The cake you ate on my wedding, last evening you ate the cake. Yeah, I know it's that cake. Everybody attended that wedding must have gone to the toilet. The cake must have gone. The food must have gone. That day has gone. What is left is what you are building. And if you don't build to last, Jesus said, you will count the cost. If you want to build something that will stand the test of time, you will count the cost. Am I selfless enough? Am I accommodating enough? This is no boyfriend and girlfriend though. Cease from that nonsense. Let your life be focused. If your eyes be single, your body will be full of light. If you are not dating to marry, you have no business dating. You are a Christian. On a test and carry. As a Christian sister, you must have standards. Over work, maybe ready. Let me complete that one. Now put your hand around your waist. That's tickling you from the back. And you can say, hey, stop that. Don't do that. Stand that. One of my friends. Hey brother. No, that brother was just kidding, sincerely. Just came behind her. Like you're massaging someone. Yeah? She doesn't even look back. Who is that? That's unreasonable of you. And we was like saying, it's too much now, we are all friends. So don't do that. play with me, joke with me. Don't touch me anyhow. I was observing. Oh, mommy. This is some Christian sisters on campus. It was one of our fellowship members then. I told her, the next time I see you among those boys, the way I will beat you, if you know me on campus, I was quite strict. I'm gentle now. God has taken care of my life. I was strict. So, to an extent, I have to start questioning myself that, how can you're a believer, Christian believer in your class. You are tapping your bum bum. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it all day. All fools and slow of hearts. Now before that one can start, your standard must have even gone low. There's a way you carry yourself. That even for an unbeliever to come and toast you, he would have second thoughts. Ask for advice. Do you think I should go to her? That's when you know you carry fire. Put some arrogance to it. Some arrogance with swagger. Panache. Or sprinkle with pride. That's how you carry yourself. Someone that you, in your class, do you go to church? The plan is to come and toast. As he's coming, say, how are you? This one you came to me today. How was church yesterday? I said, fine, I'll not be church I come to. So what did you come to say? I saw your last test result. How are you feeling? Are you coming to me for a tutorial or something? I said, no, I don't see for something else. When can we see? When will we be free at night? Right? Are you a bat? Whatever you want to say, I'll say it now. Why are you walking like that? You've got scoliosis. What's wrong with my walk? You're walking like someone who has an accident of the rib. You have a fractured rib. It's my swag. I just said, with this swag, you can cast out demons. Beat the devil to his game. Stop looking for a brother that has game. You know what they call game? Sister, you're also looking for a brother that has game. If someone has game, you need to ask, where did he learn it? Experience me. How many people have you told this same thing? Someone put something in your bag. Gifts. Now put, letter. I know you will find this the way I found you. What you blush go foot on this feet down? What you blush go foot on this feet down? Saying, don't let me go. I'm not saying don't be romantic. I'm saying, don't have ungodly standards. Your marriage is not a movie. It's God's call on the earth. That's how some people say, your marriage is a ministry. Sometimes you can't argue with them. Because if that one fails, it takes only the strong to stand. If it fails, it takes only the strong to stand. It takes those who have been soaked in that God's call. Because it breaks down every man. Don't set unrealistic standards. I want on a man with 25 million naira in his account? Does your dad have 25 million naira in his account? So I'm not marrying my dad. Good. So me that you want to marry right now, I don't have. And what does that even say about you as a sister? My baby girl, why is she here? Baby girl, dust your certificate. Except I have that excess money. If I have that kind of money, I'll tell my wife, sit down at home. Amen? Sit down. I doubt she can. I'll tell my wife, sit down at home, take care of the kids. If I have the kind of money. But I don't. Sister, you're welcome. We have contribution. Let me take glory small. I contribute more. What contribution? How can you have, as a sister, you don't want to offer anything? Say, I'm a baby girl, pamper me for life. You're not a baby girl. You're a mannequin. It's a mannequin that does not offer anything than figure eight. No. A Christian, you sit down. You plan your home. Whatever is not planned cannot succeed. You plan. How are we going to feed? Where are we going to stay? Your wife wants to stay Banana Island. And you, is Mango Republic you can afford? Mango Republic is close to Makoko. You are not in Makoko, you are just close for ministry's sake. There's no place like Mango Republic. That's fictional. You need to address it. Not when you not get married and say, I don't have money for banana. No. That is solar tile. Where are we staying? Okay, if we agree to this, the rent of this place is so. My budget is this. This is what I have on ground. And I have this because I plan for the next 2 years that we should have savings and all of that. Then we can now move out. That is planning. Why you pray? Why you pray for more? Why you pray for God to provide more? You plan. Are you listening to me? You plan for children. If you want or if you don't, you should want. I say, Pastor, if you want or if you don't, you should. Why don't you want? Someone raised you now. You now got your turn and you want to be selfish. I raised you, John. Give me baby. I like babies. A lot. Not the ones that smile at me. If you don't smile at me, I don't like any. I don't use one eye, look tam. She's not smiling at me. Yet. You plan it. What's our plan for ministry? What's our plan? You need to ask your supposed wife, how much do you give in church? And God's man to be. Do you actually give? Just to know, how much do you give monthly to your church? Your parents, how much do you give? A lady that hates the boss, hates the father, hates all the uncles, hates the pastor. Say, men have problem. You think you are the one that doesn't have problem? Someone hates all the men in her life. You say, you are special. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. She waits you. You need to work on that one. I'm not saying you leave her. Because you are not perfect too. About 2 days, you are going to do. You are not perfect. So you work on it. But if it's not working, pray to God. Bless him for this teaching. No, sit down. Just pray for your marriage. If you're married, pray for your marriage. If you're yet to be married, I will not make wrong choices. The wisdom of God is mine. When I see, I will know. I'll not be in a haste. Hasty climbers have sudden falls. I'll walk in your time. I know you make all things beautiful in your time. I know you work everything out for good in your time. So I wait for your time, Lord. Ojo ni komi. Mi o ni konju wokoto. All I need, Lord, supply, wisdom, financial provision. My marriage will strengthen my ministry the more. To be a good source of why I'm serving the Lord more fervently. My spouse will be spirit-filled, serving the Lord. And together, we'll raise God's kind of family on the earth. There are glorious days ahead of us, full of God's hand and His intervention. Amen. Were you blessed?